Chapter 32. Superiority of Poor, Weak, and Unrenowned Muslims. Allah the Exalted says, "And keep yourself, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, patiently with those who call on their Rabb, i.e., your companions who remember their Rabb with glorification, praising in prayers, and other righteous deeds, morning and afternoon, seeking his face, and let not your eyes overlook them." 18:28. 252. Haritha bin Wahab radiyallahu anhu reported, "I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, 'Shall I not inform you about the people of Jannah? It is every person who is modest and humble before Allah, a person who is accounted weak and is looked down upon. But if he adjures Allah, Allah will certainly give him what he desires. Now, shall I not inform you about the inmates of hell? It is every violent, impertinent, and proud man.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us about distinction of such weak, poor, and secluded persons who do not have any important position in society, but are so eminent in the realm of piety, out of their utmost trust in Allah, if they take an oath for something, Almighty Allah fulfills their oath. Thus, this hadith highlights the importance of modesty and condemns pride, miserliness, and lust for name and fame. 253. Sahl bin Sa'd As-Sayyidi radiyallahu anhu reported, "A man passed by the Prophet, peace be upon him. So he asked a man who was sitting near him, 'What is your opinion about this man?' That man replied, 'He is one of the noblest men. By Allah, he is certainly a proper person for a girl being given in marriage if he seeks to marry, and his recommendation is fit to be accepted if he recommends.' Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, remained silent. Then another man passed. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, inquired, 'What is your opinion about this man?' He replied, 'O Messenger of Allah, he is one of the poor Muslims. He is not a proper person for a girl to be given in marriage to, and his recommendation would not be accepted if he makes one. If he speaks, he is not to be listened to.' The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'He is better than the former by earthfuls.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith contains the following two important points. 1. The distinction and greatness of such poor Muslims who are neither known in society because due to their poverty, nor are they respected by people, but due to their faith and piety, each of them is better in the sight of Allah than others. This hadith makes it abundantly clear that what really matters with Allah is faith and piety, not lineage, nor pomp and show. 2. For marriage purposes, men and women of noble character should be selected, even if they are poor, because at the level of religion, they are on par with other Muslims. Thus, the principle underlined here is that the preference should be given to the equality in respect of religion rather than worldly wealth and richness. 254. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'There was a dispute between the hell and Jannah. The hell said, "The haughty and proud are my inmates." Jannah said, "The modest and the humble are my residents." Thereupon Allah the Exalted and Glorious, addressing Jannah, said, "You are my mercy. Through you I shall show mercy to those whom I wish." And addressing the hell, he said, "You are the means of my punishment by which I shall punish such of my slaves as I wish, and each one of you would have its fill." Muslim. Commentary. In this hadith, people who are termed as modest and humble are the rich in faith and piety. They lead a life of patience and contentment. This hadith gives glad tidings to such noble people. On the contrary, it has a threat of hell for those who disobey divine injunctions and are haughty and proud. Now it is entirely one's own choice which way he goes. The dialogue between Jannah and hell quoted in this hadith is not something impossible. It is not at all difficult for Allah to create in them such intelligence and consciousness which can enable them to make a discussion on the subjects mentioned in the hadith. Thus, there is no need to offer any justification for the veracity of such a hadith. These should therefore be taken as literally correct. This hadith is mentioned in detail in Musnad Ahmad and is narrated by Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu at greater length than in the narration of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu quoted in Kitab al-Tafsir, the book of commentary of Sahih al-Bukhari. 255. Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, on the day of resurrection, there will be brought forth a bulky person whose value to Allah will be less than that of the wing of a mosquito. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith means that manifestation of power and splendor, which are considered so important for people in this world, will be of no value to Allah. In the hereafter, Allah will judge a person by his faith, devotion, and piety. It is therefore essential that one should concentrate on the reformation of his own heart and mind. 256. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, a black woman, or probably a young man, used to clean the mosque. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, missed her or him and asked about her or him. He was told that she or he had died. He, peace be upon him, said, why did you not inform me? It seemed as if they, the companions, considered the matter insignificant. Then he, peace be upon him, said, show me her or his grave. When it was shown to him, he offered janazah, funeral prayer, over it and said, these graves cover those in them with darkness, and Allah illumines them for the inmates as a result of my supplication for them. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. On the basis of some other narrations, the ulama have accepted that the person mentioned in this hadith who used to sweep the mosque was a woman known as Mihjan. This hadith highlights the following four important points. 1. The merit of keeping mosques clean. 2. The height of compassion and kindness of the Prophet, peace be upon him. 3. The importance of participation in the funeral prayer of virtuous persons. 4. Permission to perform funeral prayer of virtuous person after his or her burial, if one is unable to participate in it when it is performed before the burial of the deceased. 257. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, many a person with shaggy and dusty hair, dusty and driven away from doors because of their poverty and shabby clothes, were to swear by Allah that something would happen, Allah will certainly make it happen. Muslim. 258. Usama bin Zaid radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, I stood at the gate of Jannah, and I saw that the majority of those who entered it are the poor, and the wealthy were kept confined. The inmates of the fire had been ordered to enter the fire hell, and I stood at the gate of hell and saw that the majority of its inmates are women. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was told about the state of affairs in Jannah and hell by means of wahi, revelation. In some cases, the conditions of the inhabitants of Jannah and hell were shown to him by means of dreams. The Prophet, peace be upon him, stated that one of the main reasons for a greater number of women in hell is that they are more ungrateful to their husbands. Women referred to in the hadith are those who do not follow the divine injunctions and do not discharge their duty towards Allah. 259. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, none spoke in the cradle but only three persons, Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, son of Maryam, Mary. The second one was the companion of Juraij, who was a pious person. Juraij took a secluded monastery for worship and confined himself in it. His mother came to him as he was busy in prayer and she called, Juraij. He said, my Rabb, my mother is calling me while I am engaged in my prayer. He continued with the prayer. She returned and she came on the next day and he was still busy in prayer. She called Juraij and he said, my Rabb, my mother is calling me while I am engaged in prayer. And he continued with the prayer. And she returned. Then on the next day, she again came while he was busy in prayer and called Juraij, and he said, my Rabb, my mother is calling me while I am engaged in my prayer. And he continued with the prayer. She said, my Rabb, don't let him die until he has seen the faces of the prostitutes. The story of Juraij and that of his mediation and prayer spread amongst Banu Israel. There was a prostitute who had been a beauty personified. She said to the people, if you like, I can lure him to evil. She presented herself to him, but he paid no heed to her. She came to a shepherd who lived near the temple, and she offered herself to him. He, the shepherd, had sexual intercourse with her, and so she became pregnant. When she gave birth to a baby, she said, "This is from Juraij." So they came and asked Juraij to get down and demolish the temple and began to beat him. He asked them what the matter was. They said, "You have committed fornication with this prostitute, and she has given birth to a baby from you." He said, "Where is the baby?" They brought him the baby, and then he said, "Just leave me so that I should perform prayer." He performed prayer, and when he finished, he lifted the baby in his stomach and asked him, "O boy, who is your father?" The baby answered, "He is such and such, a shepherd." So the people turned towards Juraij, kissed him, and touched him for seeking blessing, and said, "We are prepared to construct your temple with gold." He said, "No, just rebuild it with mud as it had been." And so they did. The Prophet, peace be upon him, continued, "Then there was a baby who was suckling at his mother's breast when a person dressed in fine garment came on a priceless riding animal's back. His mother said, 'O Allah, make my child like this one.' He, the babe, left suckling and looked at him and said, 'O Allah, don't make me like him.' He then returned to the breast and resumed suckling." He, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, said, "As though I can see the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, as he is illustrating the scene of his suckling milk with his forefinger in his mouth and suckling that." He, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, further reported the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, as saying, "There happened to pass by them a slave girl who was being beaten, and they were saying, 'You have committed fornication and theft.' She was saying, 'Allah is enough for me, and He is my good protector.' And his mother said, 'O Allah, don't make my child like her.' He left suckling, looked at her, and said, 'O Allah, make me like her.' It was followed by a conversation between the mother and the child. She said, 'A good-looking man happened to pass by, and I said, "O Allah, make my child like him." And you said, "O Allah, don't make me like him." And there passed a girl while they were beating her and saying, "You committed fornication and theft." And I said, "O Allah, don't make my child like her." And you said, "O Allah, make me like her." The child said, "That man was a tyrant." And I said, "O Allah, don't make me like him." And they were saying about the girl, "You committed fornication," whereas in fact, she had not committed that. And they were saying, "You have committed theft," whereas she had not committed theft. So I said, "O Allah, make me like her." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us of three babies who spoke in the cradle. All three babies were from Banu Israel, and their story is mentioned in Sahih Muslim in the story of Ashab al-Khdud. This hadith proves the following points. 1. When a person is called by his parents while he is engaged in voluntary prayer, he should give priority to the call of parents. 2. A true Muslim has to pass sometimes through great trials. He must face them with patience and steadfastness, because ultimately Almighty Allah helps the true believers. 3. One must avoid copying haughty people no matter how attractive their appearance is. One should try to emulate the virtuous people, because true success lies in their conduct.